The Gist. Hold on to your seats and be prepared for a bumpy ride. We're digging into part two of the wild world of plasmapheresis in ME/CFS and long COVID. The goal, to remove pathogenic factors found in the blood, the plasma in the blood, and return people with these diseases to health. The problem is that many quite different plasmapheresis techniques exist, none of which have been adequately studied yet. While inconsistent results abound, it seems clear that some people with these diseases can benefit quite a bit. The question is, which ones? Immunoadsorption, or IA, removes antibodies, particularly adrenergic and muscarinic antibodies, in ME/CFS and long-term COVID patients. Early small studies were promising and suggested that 5 or so sessions of IA can produce long-term benefits in a subset of patients. IA ran into a roadblock recently when a new study found no symptomatic or biological benefits. However, a larger, more rigorous study is underway that is digging deep into the participants' biology in an attempt to learn who benefits and how. Therapeutic plasmapheresis, or TPE. In the last blog, we saw a small but rigorous study that found little benefit from TPE. On an Unraveled podcast, now on YouTube, last year, however, ME/CFS experts Dr. Ruhoy and Kaufman extolled the benefits of plasmapheresis. Dr. Ruhoy liked its broad spectrum of action and is using it in conjunction with IVIG to enhance IVIG's benefits. Both hoped for more extensive studies. Dr. Ruhoy is offering it to her patients and non-patients in her Seattle office. BC007 aims to specifically remove autoantibodies to adrenergic receptors, and Berlin Cures touts it as a cheaper, more effective method of blood cleansing in these diseases. Anecdotal reports suggested the BC007 might be the real deal. But a government-funded multi-center trial failed to meet its endpoints and was apparently stopped. Since then, however, another small BC007 trial has had good results. HELP apheresis, or HELP apheresis, removes inflammatory proteins and blood clots fibrinogen, allowing the blood to flow more fully in the larger blood vessels and capillaries. It also removes COVID-19 particles and both endo- and exotoxins. No ME/CFS studies have been done, but a 2023 German study, you can see the link to that in both the Gist and the text version of the article, and that involved 17 long COVID patients, showed promising results. While no validated symptom assessments were used, the authors reported that 16 patients experienced significant improvement and 12 nearly fully recovered. To try or not try some form of plasmapheresis, applying the Arsenault test. The Arsenault test assesses a variety of factors to help decide whether or not to try a new treatment. It comes from a presentation given by Dr. Rick Arsenault, a Canadian ME/CFS and fibromyalgia doctor. Since apheresis seems quite safe, the big question concerns whether the cost, which is $10,000 to $15,000, justifies the potential benefits, ranging from none to quite significant, given the inconsistent results. If money is no object, I don't see any reason not to try it. If I tried it, I would go with Dr. Ruhoy in Seattle, as she's getting good results and is surely combining it with other treatments. Dr. Ruhoy's fees have gone up dramatically recently, however. People for whom money is an object have to weigh the cost, the potential benefits, and the inconsistent results.